Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Broken Simulation. Yes, we are here. We're doing it. Joining me as always is, you know, the host of this show. It's easy to be his, who am I, your Tonto, bro? It's great being Johnny's Tonto. Please welcome Jay Nice. Johnny Woodard. How are you, Johnny?
That joke's funnier every time, Sam. It's every time you tell it.
Why do I, Johnny, just because I'm the bearer of truth. I'm the bearer of truth. I am the Lord of Light on this show.
I thought we learned that Satan was came from the light.
Oh, snaps. Can we cut that out?
That's nope. Nope.
Cut it out. Johnny, we're 2 seconds into this.
He's the Lord of Light. He is the devil.
I am not. I wanted to say the bearer of light, but then I think I said that bearer of truth. You can't say bearer of light, then bearer of truth.
You said the Lord
of light. The messenger of light. That's what I'm about.
He is the silver surfer.
What's the blessings of Johnny's life?
You know what? It's because I get to come here every day and talk bullshit with you. That's what.
Oh, Johnny.
Not every day, but a couple times a week.
That's great. Thank you. So here's what's happened. Johnny and I see each other. In these shows, and then once Johnny clocks out, he never returns a phone call to me, or he complains, I'm watching sci-fi with my girlfriend.
That's the dumbest thing. Dude.
I'm watching Sex and with my girlfriend.
Coming from the guy who's just got more unreturned text messages in his phone than anybody I know. And you can ask anybody who knows Sam Tripoli, just
Johnny,
send him a message on Twitter. Does Sam Tripoli return text?
Johnny!
No, he doesn't.
Johnny, I return them in my head. Okay, I return them, and then I'm doing so much I forgot to actually text.
Oh, that's some MK. Is that MK Ultra?
No,
that's
called
me.
Me so tired.
Is that how they taught you in the military to return the text message?
Military. The only military I've been in is Old Navy. That's about it. That's about it. Nothing else, Johnny.
He's a veteran of the Old Navy.
Yeah, Johnny. Johnny, it's 2021. How's your 2021 going so far?
Shit, it's better than last year, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah,
because I think it is. But you, yeah.
Kylie's finally starting to open up a little bit. Like I went to
the
movies.
Oh, I thought you
twice.
Said Kylie, like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, no, I wish. California is finally, like, I went to the movies twice this weekend.
Oh, Johnny, you don't realize Johnny is a big movie buff. Even like he goes sees the ones that get nominated for Oscars that nobody knows who they are. He loves those movies.
I watch all the movies. All the movies.
You watch all of them?
All of them, yeah.
Are you going to go watch Godzilla versus King Kong?
I'll see it, yeah.
You want to go together, Johnny?
Sure, yeah.
I'm so excited. Johnny, what's your favorite movie theater to go to?
My favorite is the Cinerama Dome, the ArcLight Theater on...
Over Man's Chinese, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Man's Chinese is a tourist trap. No.
Dude, you're gross. Man's Chinese is the greatest film experience you'll ever see. It was built to rot.
Old, it's ancient. Like it's like old,
craggy. Respect your elders, Johnny.
No, respect
those who came to watch movies before you.
I like Quentin Tarantino's New Beverly Cinema. That's really near where I live.
How about the Tomcat, Johnny? Do you like to go to the gay porn theater?
I was about to say, I don't know what that is, but that makes sense that you do.
No. Johnny, come on. You got to know what the gay... Come on, you live...
My local is Studs, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, that's Studs. It used to be called the Tomcat.
Oh,
now
okay.
It's called Studs.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
right? Back in the day, it used to have the name of the movies on there.
Well, dude, remember I told you when I first moved... Or no, when my mom came out to visit one time, she was walking... We were walking up Santa Monica, and I was like... Just showing her around, and she goes, oh, look at this lovely theater here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that mom, that's Studs. That's
Johnny, what if I
theater.
Shoot a special in there? Would that be hilarious?
That would be, yeah, that's a great idea.
If I shoot my special at the gay porn theater?
If you shoot your special where so many gay men have shot their wads, yeah, that would be
welcome
wonderful.
To the number one place for getting AIDS, live!
Dude, you know that they're... Has been so much AIDS transmission in that place.
Oh,
sure.
All of it. This everybody guy, goes in, comes out.
This guy on the internet did like a gay bathhouse review of that place, like then kind of went in each room. Because I guess he explained it that you pay like a flat fee and then you can pop into the different.
Is it in a video? Can we see it?
Nah, it's a written.
Oh, book. So what'd he say? Can you read it? Can you let's hear?
Yeah, let me see.
Do
if
we
I can
need
find
to
it.
Do more gay bathhouse reviews on the show?
Can we
be the number one gay bathhouse review show?
Well, I don't think that would be too hard. Let me see. Here it is. It's Playboy, actually. The guy for Playboy.
Oh, Playboy. What'd Playboy say?
Playboy.com. Here's the
now. Do you think the guy was straight, or did they make did they make a straight guy go do that?
I think it is a gay guy. Hold on. I check. Here's it. Playboy.com. I checked out the famed Studs Theater in West Hollywood.
The famed.
Yeah. That's,
now, what happens if you're like there, right? And you like you're married with kids, and you just happen to be there that day. And he's like, and like you're like, oh fuck, Playboy's here reviewing this place. I'm just trying to blow truckers, right?
LA's Studs is the most famous gay theater in Los Angeles. Playboy steps inside. This is written by a guy called Sean Binder.
I did not know that there's been anal trauma since the 40s. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, I hope someday on their 100th birthday that they have a big event there.
You're jumping the gun on Sean here.
Okay.
Nestled in the heart of West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard is a monument that has remained as a reminder of days before the casual encounters on Craigslist or Grindr hookups. It's a throwback to the 1940s. The splendor of the building has dimmed with buckets of purple paint and tinted windows, though. The theater, which used to show indie flicks and art house films, was one of the Pussycat chain of theaters and one of the first to show Deep Throat, the famous Deep Throat.
Oh, wow. Fun fact.
If you don't know, outside they actually have like kind of like the Walk of Fame. They have like handprints.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and like signatures and stuff.
Isn't it outside like a Hustler? They had that, like their own Walk of Fame for porn stars?
Yeah. It has now become a spot for men to return wearing large sunglasses and oversized trench coats looking to get off on a Saturday afternoon. Okay, here we go. When you walk through the front door, you find yourself in a single hallway. At the end is a corral door. To my right was a machine that hummed loudly, proclaiming that a film at Studs would run me $20. And yes, they take cards. I swiped my card, and out from the machine popped a coin. A man behind the door wearing a Mets cap said, "You sure you want to go in?"
The Mets can't catch a break, right? The number one team of dudes who work at places where they have to mop up jizz is the Mets. Am I right, everybody? Yeah, seemed. The Mets are the gay bathhouse of baseball. Am I right?
Absolutely, they are, yeah. I wasn't sure, but I handed him the coin anyway. No one told me the rules of Studs, which led me to believe that maybe there were none. But I was informed that condoms were available if I needed them. "Have fun," said the man. "Next time, bring me back a girl," he said.
Get it?
The actual screening section was pitch black. I used my hands to guide myself to the first room, emitting a soft glow and the echoing sounds of a woman either being plowed or bludgeoned to death. The first theater could fit around 15 people, also they're small, give or take. And as I entered, I made eyes with two older men holding their limp dicks in their hands. They nodded to me as I entered and then went back to the film of a woman. So he just walked in, and these guys are just holding their dicks already.
So like, hey, straight porn. What's up? Like, it's just like, it's like the water cooler at the work, but instead of drinking coffee, they're just fucking working roots.
Neither of the men was touching the other, and I got the strong sense that there was an understanding that went on in this room. No one touched each other. Everyone was welcome to watch. Every man kept to himself. As I turned to leave...
Oh, that sounds like gentlemen, right?
I think this is the gentleman's room.
Oh, yeah. This is the gentleman's room? Yeah, okay, yeah. Go on.
Where they show the straight porn. As I turned to leave the room, a man was fondling himself by the door, too shy to step into the light, too forward to stay at home and jerk off by his lonesome. I slowly made my way to each screening room, shocked. The theater all the way in the back was the largest and clearly had been the original screening room. Chandeliers hung from the ceiling on the screen.
Oh, those must be the saddest chandeliers.
Are we sure that was chandeliers, or is this not dried jism from like years and years? You know how stalactites form in like caves?
Yeah.
On the screen, there were two faux soldiers rubbing each other through their camo cutoff shorts. I could make out the tops of men's heads sitting low in their seats. From the people I encountered at Studs, I could tell an older crowd usually ran this joint.
What does that mean?
I think
it's all old dudes.
It's like, yeah, it's like adults. You know,
it's like the senior citizens of like gay cruising.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good it's for like, that stuff. They deserve lemon parties. Is this a home of lemon parties out there saying? I'm sure people are home like, what is going on with this podcast? Dude, it's the number one gay bathhouse podcast on the planet.
That's the name of this episode for sure. After 5 minutes of watching the two men on the screen suck each other off, I moved toward the front of the theater and saw more men rubbing themselves over the soft hum of cinematic moans. Not every guy was pleasuring himself. Many sat with bags of popcorn in their hands as if they had come for the film's plot.
It's a movie theater, dude. It's a movie theater.
Who does that, dude? Who goes to a movie theater
to watch?
Why would
you call your theater studs? It looks too much like STDs. Am I right, everybody? Hello.
Fair enough. Maybe that's like their implied warning. You know,
hey,
how we talk about
you're leaving here with something.
You know how we talk about conspiracies where they have to kind of let you know what they're doing before they throw it to you?
Sigil magic?
Yeah, sigil magic. Right.
Yeah, sigil magic.
So it's that's what we got here.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in the name.
Come to studs, leave with something for sure. Everybody gets a gift.
I ended up sitting next to what I had assumed was an empty seat. Behind me, a man sat with popcorn in his hand, and I tried not to think about what was on the crunchy seat I occupied. I scanned the crowd and noted that there were more people in the theater than I would have expected. More than 30, meaning at $20 an entrance fee, Studs wasn't doing too badly. Feeling a hand on my leg, I almost kicked out in fear. A man was kneeling in front of the man behind me, sucking him off, and this was my invitation to join. Not sure what to say, I stood up and walked quickly to the front of the theater. It was at this moment that I began to realize that being sucked off while watching a film was not uncommon here. It seemed like everyone had decided this was okay here because...
Think about it, Johnny. In gay sex, who plays defense? When a man and a woman are constantly playing defense, unless
goal,
you're
bro.
Insanely and good looking, then they're on offense, right?
They pulled the goalie. There's nobody.
Yeah, this is overtime hockey right now.
Because as I stood in front of the screen, an adult film in and of itself unfolded before my eyes. So he's saying it looked like a fucking porno taking place in this theater. On a leather couch to my left,
do you want to sit in leather?
Well, yeah, you wipe it down. It's easier to wipe down if it's cloth, you know, it's just going to get all crusty and gross.
Yeah, yeah,
on a leather couch to my left, there was a man eating another man out. I didn't even know.
Oh, good for them.
Oh, his ass, I guess.
Oh.
Both looked over and watched as I watched them. Interesting. Okay. As I began
he's kind of into it, right?
I don't know, man. As I began to head up the rows, hand after hand held out for me, inviting me to join their orgy. A man at the back of the theater turned to me as I stood there. You looking for company?
Yeah, there we go. I love how you put him Southern. Do you think if Southern guy was here, like a trucker or something?
Yeah. I do, actually. He said, directing his eyes towards the bulge he kept rubbing. No thanks, I told him, and I began to head toward the last room in the theater. You got a nice ass, too, he replied after.
Okay, so this guy's like power walking through this assignment.
Yeah, he for sure.
Right? He's like, boom, 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 boom.
It's clear he's been there like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The long hallways between the theaters were, quote, cruising areas for men, and I thought I was... And although I wasn't looking to play, I could begin to understand just how liberating and exciting it would be to find sex in the dark, musty theater.
Okay, this guy stayed a little longer than he's admitting. He's starting to get a little tingle going on.
Why can't we have anything like this for straight people? There was something about
because
running.
Of women. Yeah. That's why everyone's like Tinder. It's Grindr for straight people. You're like, no, there's women on there. They play defense. Constantly.
Dude, I can't tell
unless you're insanely good looking.
The most popular thing that women on Tinder put in their profile is that they're not looking for hookups.
Yeah, like, right? I mean, their whole thing is lock it down.
Yeah.
Lock it down. And then there should always be like a star, which is like, unless you're a supermodel with a lot of money and a giant dick, then it's go time.
For sure. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, you're totally right. There was something about running into anyone there that I began to feel the draw of the unknown.
Oh, this guy's getting action, dude. This guy's in
Here we go. Okay, here this might interest you. On the last screen.
Hold on, stop. I'm not going to look at it. Why do you think this might interest me?
You'll see why. I'm going to keep the camera on you.
I'm not.
Okay. On the last screen, there was a transgender flick.
Okay, Johnny. Jesus, man. Somebody comes in and just has a little fun with his honesty, and you know what? You just start going after me. I feel hurt, but tell me more. Go on.
Tell you more. Okay. In the back of the theater sat a businessman looking both bored and intrigued by my presence. He remained fully clothed as I watched the screen for a few minutes. I wanted to ask him why he was there, if not to join the others and get off. But I wrote it off as perhaps the TV in his hotel room was broken. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Studs, before that day, had always been a relic to me, something the internet and time had left behind after Pornhub and Grindr were born. It seemed like a dusty memento before technology permitted us to access sex at the click of a button. Until I went, I had no idea just how prevalent cruising culture was, how much of a thrill it was to step into the darkness and experience that anonymity. So there you go.
Oh, look at that, dude. And in case you want to watch, they got watches there, too. Yeah. If the guy's cruising for gay sex, are
so interested. If you're looking for... that's our review this week.
So this is the song. This is the song.
Grindr killed the adult film theater star. Grindr killed the adult film theater star.
Listen, that song was, as you know, from Cash Days. I'm all about those gay dollars. So, hey, man, maybe I'll shoot my special inside Grindr. Sounds like it's a wonderful
Studs,
place.
Yeah, inside
Grindr. Yeah. What if I did that? What if I put my special out on Grindr?
Well, it would make sense since you've pretty much lived your life inside Grindr.
Okay, so. Johnny, that's a little offensive and judgmental. Okay. I was just in Kansas City, had a wonderful time, performed at the comedy club. It's called the Comedy Club in Kansas City. Dustin owns it. It's a wonderful comedy club, and they're doing it right. What you're starting to see, Johnny, are a lot of these independent clubs starting to push back on censorship and allowing the crazies in, which is great. They allow.
Are you talking about comedians? Or
yeah, comedians. Okay. They're allowing edgy comics to flourish because they have followings. You know, it's like if you're following, I don't know if you're following Compound Media, all those guys on the East Coast.
Yeah,
they're all doing, they're doing this tour and they're selling out everywhere they're going.
Of course they are. It's all the shit that TV, the people that TV left behind. You know, they just abandoned that whole market, that demographic. They were like, you know, whatever.
Listen.
And somebody's got to serve it. If you're like me, then you've been ordering takeout a little bit too much lately. And that, combined with the late night trips to the fridge, at least in my case, have taken their toll on my waistline and my health. On Broken Simulation, we're always talking about how there's no time like the present to make a change. And that's also true for losing weight, feeling great, and starting new in 2021. Nutrisystem sent over the most impressive selection of foods, and they've truly jump-started my journey toward improved health and weight loss. And seriously, this is not in the ad copy. This was the kick in the ass I needed, and after 2 weeks, I already have more energy. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, with delicious meals delivered right to my door, with little to no meal prep required. My favorite foods are the Nutrisystem pizza and the Nutriflakes, which remind me of one of my favorite childhood cereals. I didn't realize actually how much I miss cereal until I tried the Nutriflakes. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem. It's a science-based plan, and they have a top-rated app called Numi, that's N-U-M-I, Numi, that makes keeping track of everything a breeze. Order Nutrisystem now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/BrokenSim to get 50% off. That's Nutrisystem, NutriSystem.com/BrokenSim to get 50% off.
And yeah, oh God, man, something's going on.
Sam's
man.
Got a weird thing. This is something that's going on in your life. Sam is worried about his imminent death because his tongue is bleeding randomly.
Randomly. I got this thing and I took it to the doc. They said it's fine.
But he's still worried.
Occasionally, it'll just start bleeding.
Do you know anything about random tongue bleeding that you can
don't
tell us,
go please? On WebMD because it says I'm dying.
Comment on YouTube.
And I went to WebMD before I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're fine.
Then you're fine.
I know, but it's just weird.
It is weird.
I wonder if I'm drinking too much coffee.
It could be. Is it really hot when you drink it, too? You
might. Yeah, maybe I need to do cold coffee.
Could be. Yeah, that could be.
So, anyways, Johnny. So, yeah, I mean, so here's what the scary thing is yesterday, if you go on, where was it? Oh, it's on the Conspiracy Social Club Patreon. Someone's like, I just saw Sam in Kansas City walking with his finger in his mouth, which was I was applying pressure because I had to do a show and I was bleeding.
I've had this, and this might be what's going on with you, dude, where you have made it worse by touching it. Is that. Like, no, I'll have, like, a back pain or something, and I'll start, like, oh, what is going on?
Yeah, but it's bleeding. You got to apply pressure on it. That's what they told me, to apply pressure on it. And, yeah.
What starts it bleeding, though? Do you rub it, like,
know.
Scrape
I think,
it or something?
No, I don't know what it was, man. I just ate this chicken sandwich, and I'm like, I tasted it.
And it's in the middle of your tongue?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Not really.
No. Okay.
No, thanks, though.
No problem. No problem.
And you're sure this is not, like, a, you know, a you're like sucking too much dick again?
I mean, no, I'm not sucking too much dick because I'm sucking no dicks.
So I thought you were about to say I'm not sucking too much dick because there's no such thing as sucking too much dick.
Johnny, you know, your implications of homoerotica are not appreciated on this show. And I'm going to talk to HR because
you're you were the angel of light or whatever.
I am the messenger of light, Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny, this is the number 9th ranked storytelling show, okay? And it sounds like it's going to be the number 1 gay bathhouse show.
Review show.
Okay? Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on
this
show.
We're also, you should know, like top 100 in comedy in Vietnam, so.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that should be the lead, bro. That's what we should open up with. Dude, are you telling me my show, your show that I'm on, is top 100 in comedy in Vietnam?
Absolutely, yeah.
Dude, that, like, I'm kind of, like, lost right now. And, like, I mean, it's like when you achieve your goals in life, what do you do after that? I cannot believe that we are a top 100 comedy show in Vietnam.
If you want to help us move up in the rankings, please review the show 5 stars. It's how we you hit download on it. Download it, even if you're not going to listen to it, please. And the rest,
Johnny,
of it.
Please.
And then, 5-star reviews, please.
Johnny, please go on the internet look up how to say thank you for your support in Vietnamese, okay. So we can say to all of our Vietnamese listeners.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you so much for supporting our comedy.
Thank you so much for supporting
our comedy. We're glad you laugh.
You know these people speak English, right? But this whole
Johnny,
English.
Just do this, okay?
Thank you for supporting our comedy. Okay, go on.
Thank you for supporting our comedy. We're glad we make you laugh. Sorry about Vietnam. Just do that real quick.
Sorry about the war.
Yeah, sorry about the war. Just let them know I didn't like it. This is to all of our Vietnam listeners in Vietnam that have made Broken Simulation a top 100 comedy show in Vietnam. We have this message.
You know,
a very
like
special
two
message.
People out there are going to find this hilarious.
Okay, go on. Dude, everyone appreciates love, Johnny.
Here we go. Okay.
Ready?
Cảm
go.
Ơn bạn rất nhiều vì đã ủng hộ bộ phim hài của chúng tôi. Chúng tôi rất vui vì chúng tôi làm cho bạn cười. Xin lỗi về chiến tranh.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't. If you didn't
all
get that,
all I heard was a ching chang at the end, and that was easily the best part ching of this chang. Podcast.
Okay, well,
right before the gay porn theater
more.
Review.
One more time.
Cảm ơn bạn rất nhiều vì đã ủng hộ bộ phim hài của chúng tôi. Chúng tôi rất so vui stupid. Vì chúng tôi làm cho bạn cười. Xin lỗi về chiến tranh.
Chin chang. Yeah, dude. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's like backward speech.
Yeah,
like
it sounds
someone's
like
playing
in
something
like,
backwards.
In like Twin Peaks. It sounds like that
zap,
little person.
Sink, song, sink, song.
We should find a way to like organically work like Vietnam references into like, you know, if your favorite soda is Sun Chi, well, we love it too. You know, just weird.
Johnny, I mean, should we bring in a Vietnamese to co-host
maybe,
this thing?
Maybe we
to
should.
To really crank
that
it out.
That might do it, man. Yeah, yeah. We could take over.
We could. I mean,
maybe that's where
Johnny,
we move.
What
that's
if we came the number one show in Vietnam? Would you move there? Would you move if you became the Joe Rogan of Vietnam? Would you move there?
Part
time. Like you couldn't go anywhere?
Part time.
You would just get mobbed?
Do it part time. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean part time?
Like live there 4 months out of the year, film all those shows, and then come back. Yeah. Like, you know how Drew Carey does Price is Right, where he like bangs them all out and then lives his life?
Is anyone winning more than that guy?
Nobody's winning more than that
Nobody's winning more than Drew Carey.
Sounds like he's a great guy, too. Which is
nice guy, tips, loves the bang sex dolls. I mean, dude, that's a guy who owns his shit.
Sex dolls? Is that his thing?
Yeah, I wonder if he's ever been to the fucking studs. Right? How great would that story be? What if that guy was there and he's like, dude, I saw in his thing, he's like, I hate to say it, but Drew Carey was there sucking off truckers.
He's a libertarian too. I like his politics. Yeah.
Johnny, you always love that.
Yeah. Okay. So
the reason I brought up boxing today is I was with my boxing coach and my boxing coach Bobby. And I was telling him that at 48 years old, I finally am where I always wanted to be.
What do you mean, physically or career-wise?
Oh, physically, I'm decaying at a giant rate, okay?
Well,
I
mean,
I am melting. I am crumbling. It's not going well.
Is this the kind of shit you talk about with your boxing coach? Where you, how you feel
no,
about
No, but you brought that up. I'm saying career-wise, I'm very happy with my life. And it's been a long time to get here.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're top 100 in Vietnam. How could you not be happy with your...
You know, I didn't even know that, but I knew it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't know it, but I knew something just happened.
You could feel you were connecting with
people
in Vietnam. Yeah.
the people of Vietnam sang to me. And so I was like, I finally have it at 48. So the reason I brought that up is because to see Brian Holtzman start to get some love, like I used to watch his videos on Instagram. It was getting like 50, 60. And you're like, so funny. Now you see him, they're getting thousands. Because, like, he's doing that show with Brian Redband in Austin now, and supposedly he's selling tickets. People are coming to watch him, and I couldn't be happier.
What's that called? I don't know what that is.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that. What's he doing with Redband?
He's got a show called Dead Air.
Dead Air? Okay.
It's a podcast. It's so funny. I've done it a couple times.
It's him and Redband, or is
yeah,
Redband
Redband's running it, and Brian's driving it. But if there's players. One thing I gotta really say is like, if anything came out of this stupid ass pandemic, is like Brian Holtzman was forced to get out of the Comedy Store and go somewhere else and start entertaining people and get out of his comfort zone that is the Comedy Store. So now he's in and he's killing in Austin, and I fucking love it. I couldn't be happier.
That's interesting. That
Johnny, that you know, you just pulled a Sam Tripoli right there. I feel like you weren't listening.
No. What I was thinking actually, that it could be a positive thing that the Comedy Store closed and that people had to kind of move out of there that were maybe just performing there.
I mean, like Brian was smart enough to give Holtzman a podcast, and I think it's a brilliant idea,
dude. Brian Redband, you got to give him credit. The guy knows podcasting, like, and knows who's good, going to be good at it. He's think about all the people that started out with him, dude. And when
listen to me, dude. Brian Redband, there's this discussion, who's the pod father? It's either Adam Curry or Brian Redband, or maybe we have two dads, right? Maybe there's two dads, but they're both kind of known as pod father. Brian Redband has launched so many careers.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's one of the nicest people that I've met in L.A. I mean, genuinely a sweet dude.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's got a house now.
Have you seen him in Austin?
I didn't get to see him when he was out there because I was just running crazy. So I had to go do my gig, but I'm back out there in April. So I'm going to see if he wants to play with me. He wants to do my gig.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. I like him a lot, but I'm happy for Holtzman. And, Holtzman got to do that. They have that big section in that Comedy Store doc about how special he was.
Does he live there now in Austin?
Yeah, he moved there.
Okay.
But he can always come right back. Do you know he's retired?
From comedy?
No, from like his real job.
Oh, okay.
Now he's getting benefits and now he's doing stand-up.
Good for us.
Right?
Good for everybody.
Good for him.
Good for him.
I couldn't be happier. So, Johnny, getting back into what I wanted to talk about before you were freaking cutting me off. It's so hard.
He's always the victim, this guy.
There you go.
Oh, my tongue's bleeding. Oh.
Okay, Johnny, listen to me. So, and how this relates to me with Brian Holtzman is like, yes, I'm fine. I'm very happy where I am. And I had a great weekend in Kansas City. And it was a great weekend. And, Johnny, I got to be honest with you, man. Back in the day, I used to walk some tables. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't like that.
Then or now and then, like, you still like it?
Well, I kind of get sad when I don't walk at least one table.
That's funny.
I'm really nervous that I'm losing my edge.
I know you know this, but it's clear that you're just getting more of your people. It's like
Once in a while I'd like to walk a table.
Yeah, well, then you got to go hard. You got to start talking about how Pizzagate ain't real and shit like that.
No, then I'd be lying. But so I finally got a table to walk out on me the whole weekend this weekend.
Oh, good job. Okay.
And she left a comment. Let me see if I can read this. Johnny, can I send this to you and you could show it?
You're going to text it?
Yeah.
Text it to that address where I sent you from the computer earlier.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything here at Broken Simulation, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There's not one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, the old brick and mortar, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of those sneaky mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you. I know I've been saving nearly $100 a month on mobile service since I switched to Mint's $15 a month service. For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep the same phone number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, check this out. Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/broken. That's mintmobile.com/broken. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/broken.
All right, so I do this show in Kansas City at the comedy club, and like Dustin's bringing out wonderful acts, and he's killing it, and he's allowing comedy to be comedy. That's very, very important. Now, because being like one of the top comedy podcasts in Vietnam, I'm now blessed to have a following, right? And people come see me. And what happens, Johnny, when you become when you start to have a following, they'll make you something it's called special event. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a special event. What does that mean, Johnny? That means that the club, someone can't use free tickets to get into. You. They have to actually buy a ticket to the show.
Okay.
Which is great because it keeps a lot of the chaos out. Like the people who just like, I got these passes, let's go to the show. Boo, you suck.
It's also people who like buy like a monthly, like, you know, the
which is fine. So the club needs it. Like if something's not selling, fill it up with anybody there to help the club. But if you're blessed enough to have a following, you can have be a special event, which is which for me
more money for you too, right?
Means a lot to me. So the people come to see me tend to be my fans, like you were saying, and I don't get as many walks out as I used to. And if a comedy club's listening, I'd be lying if I didn't want one walkout. I'm just, this is who I am. I'd like one walkout, at least one. I remember back in the day when I was brand new, and I would go to staff. I'm like, you have any walkouts happen? He's like, oh, dude, this one guy last week had like 3 walkouts. I go, get ready for a high score. Get ready for a high score. And it used to be back in the day, Johnny, where like, because I was a funny guy. I didn't realize how little credits I had. Because I was banging at the Mecca, right? I was crushing at the Comedy Store. I thought that would have reverberations through the whole country.
And there was a time when it would have.
Way, way back.
Yeah, yeah.
But not at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the 80s and the 70s.
Yeah. Well, 80s, 70s, you could be like, knock, knock, and you would sell out, right? Yeah. People would just love it. So now it's like television, but I don't think it's a lot. It's like Netflix specials for now, and podcasting sell tickets. Mm. Okay, so everyone's come to see me. I do a show. I get my walkout, right, and I'm doing a bit about. I think people got a little angry about how I don't understand black tattoos because sometimes I can't see them, and I'm like, what am I looking at here?
Yeah.
Right? And that seemed to kick off the problem.
Can we use white ink, please?
Can we use anything like neon colors? It's great. Light it up. I love tats. I got tats, you know? I mean, like.
No, I'm with you, dude.
So I think that started the problem. That's what the first time I saw this woman, person, guy walked past. Nothing happened. I go, oh, someone's going to do blow. She made a comment. She walked back, came back. So then I started doing it in my bit about, you know, the most, you know, how porn. I have a couple bits, Johnny. One is about how porn is the last vestige of free speech.
Yeah.
Like you have a porn where a black guy's getting his dick sucked by a white chick in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. Yeah. And he busts a nut on her and everyone's
like. That
exists,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, even Steven, right?
Yeah.
And then I also have a bit about how I, how like. There's some that the most racist human being, and this is why she gets upset.
Yeah.
The most racist human being on the world is white chicks who only fuck black guys. That's it. That's the only person they fuck are black guys. She walks out, goes nuts on me. She walks out. I don't even finish the show. I don't even get to the
Wait, what do you mean you don't finish the show?
I don't finish the joke.
Oh, okay.
Because tensions are high.
Wait, did she walks on the setup is what you're saying?
No, she walks out on the black guy getting dick sucked by white chick in the Ku Klux Klan. I don't even go into my... Oh, I say white chick, the most racist person in the world is somebody, a white chick who only fucks black guys. She gets up and like a fucking glacier, slowly moving through the fucking mountains, she... walks, her and her friend walk through.
Are they making a scene of it?
Oh, like, yeah. Okay. Well, they're not yelling, but they're letting everybody know for the second time they're walking out.
Wait, I didn't get for the second. Wait, they did it before to you?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a separate. Okay.
This is the same chick who now for a second time, has been walked back.
That's fine.
Then I realized earlier her boyfriend has gotten up and walked through too, and the security had to talk him down.
Oh, God. Okay. And are you calculating all this in your head, like, while it's happening? Is that what's going on?
Well, the minute I see her energy, I pull back because I know she's going to put a scene.
Uh-huh.
A scene.
Uh-huh.
I then walk down. Her boyfriend or one of the girls dating is this huge, I must say for the sake of this bit, African-American.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
And he goes, "You suck." I go, "What?" He goes, "You fucking suck. You should start your career over." I go,
"Start your career over?"
I go, "It's sold out." He goes, "You suck." And I'm like, "Thank you for coming to my show." And I walk out, man. I'm like, "Oh, this dude is
gonna—" You walk out?
And I walk out of the showroom back to the green room.
Oh, this is after. Oh, I thought he was—
it's literally at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
I have to run to sell my merch.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. Do you want me to read this now?
So then— this is what this woman wrote, and I'm going to tell you, it's very interesting what she wrote.
Yeah.
So read it real quick.
Okay, and this is
do it in your woman from Kansas.
She sent this to the club.
This is a Facebook message
to the club owner.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to say where it is because I don't want it to be somehow that don't say where you got. This is a message about my show on the internet that she put.
So you want me to edit out Facebook?
No, I mean, fuck it. I mean, it's on the club's Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Here we go. "We went to the March 20 show."
Perfect voice, Johnny.
I have never been so angered over a show. Racial comments was unbelievable. Cannot believe the things that came out of the comedian's mouth. What crossed the line to me was talking about molesting a child. That is no way funny. I will stick with the real comedy club I've been going to for years. Save yourself some money and don't go here."
Okay, so let's get into this, because this comment's very interesting. So she says, "I went to the show. Thank you for buying tickets. And that I have never been so angered over a show." Here's where it gets interesting. Racial comments was That's not proper English, but who am I to judge? I'm illiterate, so I'm not going to judge it.
So basically,
she's saying the racial comics were uncalled for, right? Notice she uses the term racial comments, right?
Yeah.
Which is not racist comments. And that's the blending that's going on. And that's what political correctness does. Like with Andrew Cuomo, right? How they're like, "Oh, unwanted sexual advances," right? They're trying to make you think hitting on a girl that doesn't like you is the same as raping her.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. 90-95% of hitting on women is they don't want you hitting on them.
We're not even talking about catcalling anymore. Like, we're talking about just like, "Oh, you look nice today."
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
"Oh, hey, they don't like— how's it going? Can I pet your back?" "Oh, it's the end of the world."
Yeah.
Right? So that's what's going on. The political correctness made you think a racial joke, meaning about a race, is automatically racist. Right? It is not.
No, it's just an observation.
Yeah. So what I do, Johnny, is when I write a joke, and I write a lot of crazy jokes, and not all of them see the light of day.
Okay.
Some of them are like just staying right in cuckoo town, okay?
Yeah.
All right? So what I'm basically saying is what I do.
You should do a no camera special of just those, like everybody puts their phone in a bag, that kind of thing, and just all the jokes. That would be great. Like, you could do that at Studs. That's what you do at Studs.
Everybody
puts their phone in a bag, and all the shit that you kind of threw out because it's too cuckoo.
Yeah.
You just do a one off for that. That would be awesome. I'd go to that.
Jokes nobody nobody can hear.
Yeah, that's what it should be called.
So, Johnny, what I do is I go, I write this joke in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's funny. I say to myself, could a black comic do it if it's about black people?
Yeah.
Could a gay comic do it if it's about gay people? Could a woman do it if it's about women? And if could a trans do it if it's about trans? If the answer is yes, I'm doing the fucking bit, man, because I'm not being told because of my skin color or my gender or my sexuality, which you seem to say is quite blurred, okay? Right? What I'm saying is this, Johnny. I'm going to say it if I think they could get away with it, which is my whole point with this woman, is if I was a black comic, let's say a great comic like Tony Rock, right, who's I think is one of the most underrated comics in the world, right? I mean, the guy slams. Would she be walking out if I said that?
Of course not.
No.
Of course
not. So what she got mad at, okay, and you see what Dustin Kaufman, the owner of the club, said. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest about this. Sam said the most racist people are white women who only sleep with black men. Right?
Yeah.
So do you think she would walk out on Tony Rock saying that?
Can I tell you what the rest of, are we going to get to the rest of what he wrote there, like what he she said, what happened?
And we'll get into it.
Okay.
And what I'm talking about, when she brings, now read the rest of what she wrote. Read the rest.
Well, we read the whole thing.
Okay.
We did.
So then she goes, can't believe things that came out of this comic's mouth. What crossed the line to me was talking about molesting a child. What she doesn't tell you is I'm ripping the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I am not doing like these fucking comics out there who do fucking kiddie porn jokes and think it's funny. I do not do that.
That's the one area that she could have brought up that you could be 100% sure because of who you are that you just weren't doing. You knew you weren't doing.
Yeah. And the joke is, don't you wish all the priests would be on acid? Because you know what you don't want to do on acid? Molest children.
Yeah. I mean, that's so funny. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's the joke. And she walks out on that because to her, it's all the same. She doesn't, like, it's like sarcasm. She doesn't get sarcasm.
No, it's, yeah, a lot of people that go to comedy clubs don't have a sense of humor, and it makes no sense why they go, but
yeah,
they do.
Why are you here right now? Yeah. You know why you got upset? Because it hit home. Because you only fuck black guys.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's fine. Dude, I've set the high score on watching interracial porn. Okay? I can pick a black dick, some of these guys' black dicks, on a police lineups, okay?
Lexington Steel.
Right? Oh, yeah. Boom. I can tell you all those fucking guys. Right? Which is, now I'm going to get in trouble because that infers that black people are criminals. I'm just referring to the fact that you lined up all these guys. I can be like, that's that guy's. That's a lot. I did a lot of blow and watch a lot of porn. I watch a lot of chicks take on black guys. That's just who I am. Okay?
By the way, this club guy is a hero.
Look at this reply guy.
Can we read this real quick?
This is Dustin Kaufman.
Okay, Dustin Kaufman says, let's be fair and honest about this. Sam said, quote, the most racist people are white women who only sleep with black men. And you stormed out drunk, screaming, I date black men, and then slammed our door into the glass window so hard you almost broke it. I'm pretty sure Sam doesn't talk about child molesting at all, and if he does, he definitely does not glorify it. Sam has two baby girls, and I am a father of two myself. We don't condone child molestation in any form. You should probably be a little ashamed of trying to put those words over our business. We will also never apologize for comedy. Stand-up is one of the last true platforms to celebrate freedom of speech.
Thank you.
Let me hold on. It goes to a different page here. The comedy club has no political affiliation. We recommend you research the comics you're going to see, obviously. Sam hosts a very popular political and conspiracy theory-based podcast. Not every comic is for everybody, just as not every movie at the movie theater is for everybody. As far as, quote, real comedy clubs, ma'am, we were voted the best comedy club in Kansas City by Kansas City.
Dustin Kaufman, mic drop.
That's it. Oh, yeah, and he had a little postscript here. He says, also, we are very sorry you chose to be offended. As comedy fans, we hope you find the comedy that makes you happy wherever you go from.
100%! 100%!
I have a feeling she doesn't do a lot of laughing in her life. this woman.
And it's just like, nobody's judging you, lady. Are you taking this bit literal?
I wonder, when did she start to realize this maybe wasn't for her? Like, do you think she sat down and looked around and saw, you know, all these dudes in, like, Sam Tripp, like, weird, like, samurai
like beards
t-shirts
and hats and shit like that, and us talking about how fucking, you know, at breakfast, the chicken steak God sent down shape-shifting Jesus, who was the first Captain Save-A-Ho? And it's like, dude, you know how many black audience members came up and told me how much they loved the show? It's like, if you, like, dude, if you know anything about me, I love everybody. I love diversity. And I like to, I think you should make fun of everybody.
Of course.
Listen, Johnny, the more you're in, the more you get made fun of.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, too.
Okay?
Are you looking to get your finances together? Learn a little bit more about business. I turn to a number of different podcasts for this, and they all put me to sleep. That is, until I found Brad and David, the hosts of IP Frequently. They do this miraculous sort of blend of solid business advice, 80s music, and headline news. It all goes into this cohesive package that is informative and entertaining. So check those guys out. Again, that's Brad and David of IP Frequently. It's not a chronic condition. It's actually a podcast. And stay up to date with their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Again, that's IP Frequently. And you can stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Highly recommend those guys. Check them out, folks.
Do you want to show your pug now?
And yes, and just to show you, I love black things. Here's my fucking pug.
I'm gonna slit down.
This is my pug.
What's he got? A cigarette in his mouth?
No, well, it's a bone, but it looks like he's smoking
yeah,
a cigarette.
It really does. Yeah.
Right. Roger is chaos, brother.
That's Roger, huh?
That's Roger the pug. He's got crystal meth energy.
Is he the one that sucks
all
other dogs' dicks?
All pugs are crystal meth heads who OD'd, comes back as dogs. That's what they really are.
Is he the one that sucks the other dicks?
Other dogs? 100% my dog is a German power gay, okay? Just loves poop, eating shit, sucking dicks. That's my dog.
Look at him there. Just his little meth face.
Dude, by the way, that's the face every guy at Studs makes, by the way.
That's the face. Yeah, when you come in with a camera and they just look up like, what? Like, what?
This is every guy at Studs walking in wondering if you're in.
yeah. Are you? Hey, dude.
That's what pugs do when they're like, hey. All right, Johnny.
Are we fucking?
Are we fucking or what? Time for some fucking stories. Okay, you got any?
Yeah, we got some great stuff.
So that's all I got to say. Don't come to the... Listen, a lot of my fans are into conspiracies, I know, and they come to my act, and it's like, in a weird way, I'm a bizarro Bob Saget, right? You know how like everybody was expecting like, you know, Full House comedy, and he's like talking about sewing the vajayjays of the twins together.
He must have walked so many.
But dude, I think about all... Like, dude, I got to tell you something. Doug Stanhope is one of my favorite comics in the world.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
I saw him in Cincinnati doing one of the funniest bits, and it's about fantasy football being really fantasy, right? Like super gay shit.
Okay, yeah.
And like half the room left, and I go, if that can happen to Doug Stanhope, then if it happens to me, I don't care.
Yeah, because people know what he's there for.
He's the best.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's the best. And, you know, that's my whole thing. And this notion, Johnny, and I'm going to end on this. The notion that you know, making fun of a group is automatically punching down. Because people like this woman, right? She thinks comedy is patty cakes.
Well, because that's what her life has been, patty cakes. You know?
No, well, no, it's also been that she, you know, it's been spoon-fed dumb comedy. So
that's
she
what I mean.
Thinks
yeah,
that
yeah.
what comedy is.
Because there's no comedy that is directed at women like that. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
You know, you and I have talked about this. The Army of Karens thing, I think, is that the internet's taken over. And they've been, like, the news and network television have been sheltering white women forever because they buy everything.
That's
so they
it,
didn't
yeah.
want to piss them off. So for the longest time, they got get-out-jail-free card for all the bullshit they did. And now that the internet is, like, the main information highway, That get out jail card has been revoked. And now you're hearing real shit. And like, the more you're in, Johnny, the more you get made fun of. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, no.
Trump, Kanye West, LeBron James, Who? George Bush.
Beyonce. I mean, it's...
Beyonce, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, you know, Elon Musk. They all, Bill Gates, they're all piñatas.
As well they should be.
So my point is, watch what you wish for. If you want equality, I got it. It sucks, okay? Yeah. Being accountable for everything you do kind of sucks.
Some of us are just a little more equal than others is how that works.
All right, let's do it. So don't come to a comedy club and complain because nobody cares. And these smaller clubs, not that they're smaller, but these more indie clubs are catering to the wild ones.
All right, here's the news. This one is, might want to, for those of you like me who don't want to spare any of their girth and length. This is concerning. This is from Euronews headline. Penises are shrinking because of pollution, warns environmental scientist. Does that concern you at all?
I mean, I'm old. I've done my damage. Okay. I don't care.
Okay. In case you needed another reason to care about the climate crisis, it has been found that pollution is causing human penises to shrink. A leading epidemiologist and environmental scientist has published a book which examines the link between industrial chemicals and penile. He has a whole book.
Well, how about this, John? Oh, that's great. I want to get into that.
It's a whole book, man.
That's the best. What about vaginas? Are they getting tighter? Are they getting smaller? Or are they getting more wide set, right?
Isn't that funny, dude? This guy is he's an epidemiologist and an environmental scientist, and he has published a book which examines the link between industrial chemicals and penis length.
Dude, this guy loves dicks, and he's found a way to fucking really lean into it professionally. Right? Oh, I'm not. No, that is a fucking, I'm not a regular at studs. I'm a scientist. Let me measure your dick, yeah, right? Yeah. Johnny, where do you start measuring your dick from?
From the belly button.
Brian Keith Etheridge had the best joke. I start measuring my dick from the kitchen sink.
Dr. Shauna Swan's book, Countdown, great name.
What's his name?
Shauna Swan. It might be a woman, Shauna Swan.
Oh, yeah. Shauna Swan loves cock, dude.
Argues that that our modern world is altering humans' reproductive development and threatening the future of our species. The book outlines how pollution is leading to higher rates of ED, fertility decline, and growing numbers of babies born with small penises. Well, babies all have small penises. Through the headline fact about shrinkage, the headline fact may sound like a laughing matter, the research paints a bleak portrait of humanity's longevity and ability to survive. Anyway, she gets in all this doom and gloom shit, but this is concerning to me. I'm finally interested in the climate crisis now.
Listen, dude, I mean...
What?
Some chicks love big dicks, and those chicks have car trunks for vaginas.
Do any
okay?
women love small dicks? That's what I want.
I think there are some girls who like regular-sized penises. And it's just like, it's this mind game that women been doing, because women are so self-conscious about their bodies, they want us to feel like shit. Right?
Yeah,
and by the way, Johnny, if you have a giant dick, you'll probably be homeless because it seems to be.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
But I mean, like, facial tattoos and big dicks seem to be the two most common things for homelessness in LA.
Yeah, remember we were talking about like how it's like a video game character where you have like 10 points you can spend on attributes. And the homeless people just spent, they have intelligence, you know. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
And like
if we're in the video
all
game.
All their points on the dick.
Nothing else. Just giant hogs.
Okay, this one's great. Montreal Gazette. Quebec man steals police car as he's arrested for stealing another police car. This is like GTA. The simulation is Grand Theft Auto. Is what we just found out.
And Johnny, all I got to say to you is like, hey, man, hey, dude. That's in his nature, bro. He's the fucking scorpion and the toad, man.
Yeah, the scorpion. That's great. Right? Yeah, he's like, why'd you steal his car? Because I'm a car stealer.
That's what I do. Are you going to tempt me? Johnny, I know this doesn't have to do, but have you seen the story of the guys who bust their buddy out of the fucking, cop car? Their buddy's in the back of the cop car. One of their friends, and all the cops.
It's a video?
All the college kids surround the cop car, right? And then the cops are dealing with people.
Wait, it's not the one where the guy drives, hops on the hood, and he drives him. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you about that one next. Go ahead.
Okay. So they open, like, someone walks up when the cops aren't looking, and they open the door, and their buddy gets out and fucking flies.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find that. How to get out of a cop car? No, that's a prank.
A suspect slips custody. No.
It's like it's apparently like the world's going nuts in Miami right now.
Florida spring breaker flees cop car.
Yeah.
Okay. And just so you know, the one that I saw is this. These people are jumping on this cop car, and he wants to arrest them. And the police station's not far away, so the guy on the hood of his car, he just drives him into the police station. On the hood of, he just speeds up so fast that
And the guy like, oh fuck, I'm gonna fall off.
Yeah, and he just but he drives him, and you see the gate like close.
Well, have you seen? It's like it's chaos down there.
Okay, here's this. Let's see. Yeah, it is chaos down there.
Go down. Oh yeah, this is it. Okay, this is the best. Watch this. Their buddies come up. Their buddy, look at guy in the pink. Guy in the pink opens it. Oh, shit. No, this is the best. They all help him, and they run behind him so the cops can't do anything.
That's so funny.
That is so...
Okay, so there's like videoing him in the side door, and then his little buddy just kind of puts his finger on the door and opens it up. You would think they would lock from the inside and the outside. And then he just runs down the beach. They're on the beach, and then hundreds of people go running.
And I love it because they surround it so the cop can't just take off.
Camouflage.
The cop's gonna hit the kids if he takes off.
Yeah.
Right now you just gotta get those handcuffs off.
Well, now you gotta send out an APB for anybody asking to get handcuffs cut off by like the local blacksmith or whatever.
That is so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Good for them.
I mean, the kid's probably in jail right now, but you know, at least you have a story.
Yeah, probably everybody involved, isn't it? Including the guy that opened the car door and everything.
Oh yeah, they're watching. But make sure, as long as his face, how's he gonna tell who he is?
Yeah, I guess.
And so. If I was the guy to open that, I would not go see that guy for a couple days.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Right? Because I'm a scumbag. I know how to get out.
The Major Crimes Division of the Quebec Police is investigating a man who fled the police department in a police department vehicle. He was arrested and then briefly fled in another cop car. So there you go. I just think that's wonderful that this guy was getting arrested for stealing one car and then stole another cop car. That's the beauty of the world that we live in. We like to talk about crypto on the show, and I think this is just a lovely hack. This guy, this is from some guy's blog, and it goes, "How I Heat My Home by Mining Cryptocurrencies." Now, I've heard of this before. This guy is just mining crypto, and the heat generated from the graphics cards, he's using that to heat his home.
That's great. Taking a negative, making a positive.
Yeah, and I will say, add to that, I get free electricity in my apartment, and I found out I could be actually making quite a significant... I have a few gaming computers in my apartment.
Yeah.
I'm going to start running them and making money in crypto.
Johnny, have you seen how they are trying to make everybody not want to do crypto by saying the mining is using electricity, which is bad for the environment,
but yet
they want you to get on fucking electrical cars? Yeah. It's like, pick a fucking lane.
It's hypocrisy.
They're so scared of crypto, dude. They're so scared of crypto. They're so scared.
No, I'm totally with you. This is a concerning story. Yahoo News via NBC News. National Guardsmen transporting COVID-19 vaccines held at gunpoint. This is how people are trying to get vaccines now.
It's so stupid.
A National Guardsman transporting COVID-19 vaccines through Texas on Monday was held at gunpoint, police said. Larry Harris is accused of following a convoy of National Guard soldiers before attempting to run them off the highway with his truck several times in Lubbock County, according to an police chief Eric C. Williams.
And he wants them?
I think, let's find out.
Or is he trying to stop the vaccine?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hold on. Harris, 66, of Wilcox, Arizona, eventually turned his truck into oncoming traffic, stopping three National Guard vans near Idaloo, Williams said. He then pointed a gun at a soldier, identified himself as a detective, ordered the guardsmen out of their vehicles, and demanded to search their vans, according to police. The guardsmen were uniformed and transporting vaccines to Matador, Texas. The police responded and were able to arrest Harris without incident. Williams said he had a loaded .45, Colt 1911, and an additional loaded magazine. Nobody was injured. Mr. Harris appears to be mentally disturbed. He said this was a very dangerous situation.
Which is every gun fucking situation.
Yeah.
It's easier to blame it on guns than mental illness.
Yeah, nobody's shot, though. So there you go. I just thought that was interesting that this guy's just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Running these people off the road. Yeah. You know how you hear about these? Remember Golden Palace used to make guys get those temporary tattoos on their
backs? Yeah, when they fought.
Yeah, and then you would hear about them like getting people to change their names, you know, to like goldenpalace.com, and then they change them back, you know. Well, one guy changed his name as part of a a Taiwanese sushi promotion.
Yeah. Hold on, Johnny. Do the Vietnamese and the Taiwanese get along? Because I don't want to piss our listeners off.
I would think so. It'd be okay. Maybe the okay. Chinese mainland.
Okay. Okay. If they get along, we'll do this story. If not, we can't do this story.
Okay. Well, if you're listening from Vietnam, please tell us if this is acceptable. If you get along with the Taiwanese, please speak for your entire country and tell us if you get along with
Johnny,
people of Thailand.
Johnny. Please have that sound bite available all the time so we could just play for our Vietnamese people.
We'll just add that to the end of every episode. If you live in Vietnam and were offended by anything that was said during this episode, please send us an email to contact@brokensam.gmail.com. You ready? In a recent incident dubbed as Salmon Chaos, some 186 Taiwan citizens rushed to change their legal name to, quote, Salmon. The reason? It was to take advantage of a two-day promotion for free sushi by Japanese Kaiten sushi chain Sushiro. According to the promotion, customers with the character for Gui Yu, the Chinese term for salmon, I'm sure I butchered that, in their identity card can claim all-you-can-eat sushi meals for a table of six.
For how long? One time?
I think just one time.
One time you're changing your name?
This must be a hell of a sushi place. This prompted people to rush to the government office to change their name to Salmon and print their new identity cards. Some of them also got very creative for their new monikers, registering names like Salmon Prince, Salmon Donburi, whatever that means, Salmon Fried Rice, Explosive Good-Looking Salmon. Unfortunately, a student from Southern Kaohsiung reportedly told Taiwanese TV station TVBS, this guy actually ate more than $330 worth of sushi with his friends after changing his name. So that's interesting. Hold on.
Not that much. Sushi?
It was over there, though. Hold on. Where's the guy? Okay, here we go. One Taiwanese man changed his surname with the surname Chang, learned this the hard way. He had eagerly changed his name to Salmon Dream for free sushi, only to realize he had maxed out the number of times he could legally change his name, reports the Taiwan News. He apparently completed his name change at 10 a.m. on a Thursday, the last day of Sushiro's free flow promotion. A household registration official handing Chang his new ID card informed him that his latest change would be permanent. There were no details about Chang's so he had changed his name twice before, and now he's stuck just being called Salmon Dream. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah. I mean, guys, if you change your name to Legally Broken Simulation, you will get one free t-shirt of every t-shirt we make on Broken Simulation. So every time we make a new t-shirt, you, Mr. Broken or Mrs. Broken Simulation, legally will get a free t-shirt.
And you can be a guest on the show on Zoom because why not? We want
to
hear
anytime
from you.
Anytime we Zoom, you're allowed
not
to sit
anytime,
in.
But
you gotta lay it out, Johnny. Yeah. Once a month?
One time. We'll have you as a guest, yeah.
So, but the shirt, free shirt, for as long as your name is legally Broken Simulation, you get a free shirt.
Let's do it. If you do that, we are down to let you...
Your name must legally be Broken Simulation.
Legally. We got to see on your ID card. No Photoshop shit.
Now,
either.
Can it be like Johnny Broken Simulation Woodard? Or
as long
be...
as it's got Broken Simulation in your name, your legal name.
Yeah, in your legal name.
This is something that we brought up on the Tenfold Hat Instagram, but this story's so stupid that we just have to... I know we talked about it in here off air. CBS News. Krispy Kreme will give you a free donut every day this year if you've been vaccinated.
One donut?
In case you needed another reason to get your COVID vaccination, Krispy Kreme is sweetening the deal. It's giving free donuts to anyone with proof of vaccination all year long.
How do you not see what's going on with the propaganda?
I finally figure out why my mom got vaccinated.
Why?
She loves Krispy Kreme. In case you needed another reason to get your... starting Monday, any customer with a valid COVID-19 card will receive a free original glazed donut at participating locations nationwide. The iconic donut shop specifies
iconic.
that...
Iconic!
any guests who receive at least one of the two shots from either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine or the one shot of the J&J vaccine will qualify for the promotion. So there you go.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that crazy? They're talking about this COVID thing supposed to be to save your health. Yeah, they're giving you one of the things that is most probably going to plaque up your arteries in a donut. This is just a creepy story right here, dude. You ready for this one?
Okay. Yes.
This, anybody, first of all, anybody who's scaring kids, I'm not down with that, man. Don't fuck with children. Don't scare them if they don't want to be scared, if they're not in like a haunted house situation.
Me and that chick from Kansas City will agree on that.
Police have said they are keen to trace a person who has been walking around a village dressed as a 17th century plague doctor. He's going around terrifying children in a plague doctor outfit. Isn't that weird? Residents of Hellitson near Norwich.
Where's our plague doctor?
It's right behind me. It's you can't really. It's,
oh, okay. All right.
Residents of Hellitson near Norwich have been both terrified and amused by the individual dressed in a black coat, hat, and a pointed beak-like mask. Doctors treating those with the Black Death believe the mask acted as a filter against the disease. Police said that they would like to give the individual some words of advice. It is thought that the person has been dressing this way for about 2 weeks for their daily walk with a photograph. Oh, this might be like a protest. Posted on a village social media page attracting many different points of view. One person wrote, "Scared the life out of my missus. Terrifying for kids." Another agreed, "Just casually strolling around the village in a plague costume. That is not normal. Do it indoors. It's bloody terrifying for poor little kids." So anyway,
terrifying.
Here's a picture of this guy. What do you think about that? Is that creepy?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, this guy's just walking around.
How come nobody tackles that dude?
Yeah, well, dude, that's always my thing about like haunted houses. Like, you know, I know plenty of people who like reflex punch, you know, if they get scared. People who like have martial arts training and stuff, and as a reflex, like if they get scared, they just kind of like, or maybe throw a punch.
Oh, you ever seen that one where the guy's hiding in the trash and he jumps up with the mask and the black student turns around and just punches him in the face and drops him?
Is a student?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I can find that.
Guy jumps out of trash with mask, gets punched right in the face.
Are you going trick-or-treating?
No, probably.
Oh, shit. Wow. Yeah, that's what I was concerned about.
Are you going trick-or-treating?
Okay.
No, probably.
Damn! Holy shit, dude. I mean,
he connects, and he's laughing, but I'm like, you might go to jail, dude.
I don't know if he's laughing or he's like, oh, fuck, I just fucked somebody up.
Yeah, run it again.
I mean, I don't think he's going to go to jail. That's not his fault.
Tyrone.
Are you going trick or
treat? Tyrone.
No, probably.
Fuck, you even heard it, dude. Oh, yeah, he is laughing.
He is laughing, dude. Did anyone find out what happened to that guy?
He's dead now.
Can you Google?
I don't. This is so old. Let me see. Hold on. Let me try to find it.
What happened to guy who punches mask man in trash? I got to go in 3 minutes.
Well, I'm not going to spend the last 3 minutes of the show fucking searching for what happened to a plague guy or guy punched in the face. We got two more stories. Okay, this is just a like an old like something from history that I think is fascinating. You hear about these stories of people who have been buried alive. I think this.
Oh, that I don't even want to hear about this. I'll cry.
Well, this one is kind of a good one though. I'll cry. It's positive. Okay, this is a woman called Essie Dunbar. You ready for this? Listen to this, Sam. You'll like this. No, you'll like the ending. In 1915, a 30-year-old South Carolinian named Essie Dunbar suffered a fatal attack of epilepsy, or so everyone thought. After declaring her dead, doctors placed Dunbar's body in a coffin and scheduled her funeral for the next day so that her sister, who lived out of town, would be able to pay her respects. But Dunbar's sister didn't travel fast enough. She arrived only to see the last clods of dirt thrown atop the grave. This didn't sit well with Dunbar's sister, who wanted to see Essie one last time. She ordered that the body be removed with the coffin lid open. And when it was open, Essie sat up and smiled at all around her and lived another 47 years.
Dude, that is nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the universe going, nah, not today. Not today. That is nuts. That's crazy. Okay. Johnny, that is nuts. Yeah. And that is a giant fear.
Oh, of course, dude. I mean, you hear about these old, like, Victorian cemeteries where they would attach bells, you know, that go down to the... Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they can ring a bell in case they're alive down there. Yeah, we're almost done.
Johnny, okay, what do you, I mean, I just want... Okay, go on.
Okay, well, but we'll do this last story, and then we can do whatever you want to do. Where is it? I got one of these... Oh, yeah, okay. I just want to know what you think about this, because it kind of fits into this whole social movement we're talking about. This is from The Observer. Quote, "I don't want sex with anyone. The growing asexuality movement. Asexual representation is becoming more common, but the orientation is still widely misunderstood. Not wanting sex is not the same as not wanting romance or intimacy, something its advocates, the rest of us, would benefit from learning." Anyway, so Yasmin Benoit realized that she was asexual around the time her peers in Reading figured out they weren't. Everyone seems pretty asexual until puberty hits, and then they aren't. And some people just keep on doing it. Apparently, there's this growing group of people who just don't want sexual contact. What do you think about that?
I think they're probably, like, can't come to grips with their sexuality.
What do you mean by that? They might be homosexual?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, this was an attractive woman on the front of
still,
the store.
Still, I mean, like, I just think, they had some sexual trauma in their life.
Okay. All right.
That's my honest opinion. I'm sorry about that, John.
We've got to end on a positive story. This is real quick. Lost and found. This is from AP. $1 million lottery ticket recovered in a parking lot.
Oh,
a Tennessee man was able to turn his luck around after finding his missing $1 million winning lottery ticket in a parking lot, remaining where he dropped it even on a windy afternoon. Sparta resident Nick Slatton learned on March 11 he had won a drawing with all matching numbers on a ticket worth $1,178,000 in the Tennessee Education Lottery. "I was stunned. I couldn't believe it," he said. He bought the ticket at a local grocery store. He rushed to his fiancée's workplace to share the news and then continued running errands, including taking his brother to buy a car part, followed by a stop for lunch. Within an hour, now tell me what you wouldn't do that he did in this. He realized he went from ecstatic to panicked when he realized he didn't have the ticket anymore. Now, would you go and run errands and go take your brother to get his car fixed after you? Or would you, like, take that ticket home immediately, put it in, like, a frame, and make sure nobody ever touches
it? Johnny, here's what I would do. I would pull a gun on whoever's with me and go, "Get the fuck away from me. You're not coming near this fucking ticket. I don't care if you're my mother.
Call
Get
Uber.
The fuck out of the car. I'm driving to cash this in, and I'll talk to you after. Nothing personal, because I just see it in your eyes. You're looking like you're going to make a move." And that would drive there, and I put a gun to my head and I say, "Get to there and get me right to the fucking thing, or else I'm gonna fucking blow both of our heads off, okay?" And then I'd hand it to the guy who's supposed to get. I go, "Take the fucking ticket. I don't want anything from you. Just take the fucking ticket. Register, that's good." I put the gun away and fucking walk off. That's all I would do, dude.
Anyway, he found it, so that's good. You said you had some quick thing you want to say.
I can't remember. Oh, I wanted to talk about the UFC fight coming up. And
do you want to save it on goats?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that on goats. Yeah, please, if you want to help the show out, give us your 5-star reviews. It helps us move up in the rankings. You can check out, if you want to get these shows early and unedited, you can go to patreon.com/brokensimulation or rockfin.com/brokensimulation. We have a lot of fun extra stuff that we cut out that will be there, so check that out. This guy says, "Trips for president. Thanks for co-hosting, Sam. You are a true Western New Yorker."
Oh, that's so
that
nice. Thank you, dude.
What does that mean, being a true Western New Yorker?
I don't know. I was born in Western New York.
This guy says, "The right amount of mean. It's Johnny and Sam telling it like it is. Broken Sim and Tinfoil Hat have given me many hours of entertainment. 5 stars.
You are welcome. I know. Why Sam got to leave? Because I got babies to go take
care of. The guy's got babies. Give him a break. All right, we'll leave it there. We're good. Yeah, please leave your reviews, though.
Leave your reviews.
The internet's kind of crapping out on
Let us know how thankful you are. Johnny, run that Vietnamese thing at the end one more time. I need to hear it.
If you're in Vietnam and offended by anything we said,
no, but run the thing the guy says.
Oh shit! Okay.
Did you shut it down?
Yeah, probably when we had the memory issue. But okay, I can get it back.
One more time, just so our listeners in Vietnam know how.
What is it we want to tell them?
Thank you so much for making us a top 100 comedy podcast in Vietnam. We appreciate you enjoying our show. Sorry about the Vietnam War. And by the way, I am sorry about the Vietnam War.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this?
This is for you, our Vietnamese friends.
Do the little act out again. Here we go.
Cảm ơn bạn rất nhiều vì đã đưa chúng tôi trở thành 100 podcast hài hàng đầu tại Việt Nam. Chúng tôi đánh giá cao bạn tận hưởng của chúng tôi.
I like how they don't have a word for
I forgot where's the ching chang at the end.
Well, you changed the words. I don't know. I like how they don't have a word. Did you notice they don't have a word for podcast? It's just podcast.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Johnny, will you clip that so we get the first recording we had? Because that really let them know how much we love them. And we'll just keep that as a soundbite that we might need for being a top 100 comedy podcast in Vietnam. And the number one gay porn theater bathhouse podcast in the world. I am so, I can't tell you how excited I am, and I love you all very much.